One word summarizes our generation: lawless.
I want you to look at the yellow line, which is the era of the church, and understand that we are at the very end of it. Why? Because we see that fig tree is blooming, Israel is back in the land, globalism is all around, Ezekiel 38 is coming, the Antichrist, we can see the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, we can see everything getting ready.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, radio for the remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. We are so pleased to be featuring the latest book by Terry James, Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. Jan spends a portion of today's program with Terry, who is general editor of this book, which features 17 authors. Here is today's programming.
We live in a time of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. So just think about these things. We live in a time where people are deceived. We live in a time of great delusion. We live in a time of great confusion. We have lies coming from all of the different media channels. And then we think of this. Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 24, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Now think of that. Lawlessness abounding, you better believe it. Love of many growing cold, you better believe it.
Welcome to the program. A little short tease by Pastor Tom Hughes, and that sets the stage for an hour of discussion today, because Olive Tree Ministries is carrying a tremendous new book by the familiar voice and name of Terry James, and the title of the book is Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of the Antichrist. Let me just read a couple of paragraphs that Terry writes. He says, the spirit of Antichrist is manifesting in physical outbreaks. The evil is no longer hiding just beneath the surface of civility. Proponents of rebellion against every godly principle are attacking the Bible and true Christians in a way that makes headline news on an hourly basis. We are sorely vexed, just as the righteous Lot was in Sodom. Terry continues, the New York governor just gave orders to shut down worship in his state or limit it to completely keep congregations out of houses of worship. It is the same in many of the Democrat-run cities and states. And then I'll wrap it up here. Terry says, the Antichrist spirit is becoming almost tangible as we watch the lawlessness explode across our nation and the world. Nonetheless, we, as God's salt and light, are here at the most exciting time in human history. It's exciting because the Lord is, we believe, on the brink of calling his ambassadors home. A couple more comments here before I bring Terry on, because when he asked me to contribute a chapter to this book titled Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist, quite frankly, folks, I had no idea how relevant that topic would be. Remember, this book began, at least in thought process, way over a year ago, and who knew what 2020 was going to hold. None of his authors could possibly foresee all the events to come here in 2020. Then when the month of May hit this current year, particularly here in my hometown, of course, in Minneapolis, I was one who knew without a doubt that the predicted end-time lawlessness was indeed beginning to manifest. Now, we do carry the book, so I'll say more about that as we get into the programming. And Terry James, welcome back to the program.
Jan, it's such a pleasure to be with you again, and I just look forward to this time together.
Terry, limited time, lots of things to talk about. Let me just start here. For this Antichrist lawless spirit to swing into gear here before Daniel's 70th week, it's going to be in huge high gear during Daniel's 70th week, the tribulation. But we see it forming and shaping up even as we speak. It needed a crisis. And they were trying to get away with climate change for a long time. And then along came COVID-19, which was the perfect crisis for the Antichrist lawless spirit to really get into gear. You write about that.
Well, the spirit of Antichrist is something that we know at the end of this age, this age of grace or church age, has to be building, because the Antichrist himself is called the man of lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
He is an evil person, and his regime is being prepared by Satan. And, of course, we know that this is something that has to come to pass. And even though we see it's very troubling to us, but at the same time, we know that it means that the Lord's coming is that much nearer. Yes, we've seen that spirit of Antichrist develop, and let me tell you, it's not finished. It's going to get worse and worse, I'm afraid. So we must do our diligence as believers to keep an eye on it, and most of all, to witness so that people don't have to be here during that terrible regime
right.
that is coming inevitably.
But COVID-19 came along at such an opportune time, because you and I are going to talk about this rush to globalism, the rush to one worldism, and how that, as I said a moment ago, needed a crisis. There's going to be this incredible cry for a global savior. You've got 17 contributors to this book, and I'll give a rundown in a moment or two. And if I were to try to pick a couple of chapters, Terry, to be honest, the ones that jumped out to me the most, it would almost be difficult for me to do, because your writers are just outstanding, each and every one of them. Let me just highlight a couple of them here, because you've got an entire chapter here by Nathan Jones, of course, Lamb Lion Ministries, Dave Reagan's organization that we feature here all the time. And he's writing on the technology here in the last days. Technology, it's our friend, and on alternate days it becomes our foe, only because it's a challenge and it doesn't always cooperate. But what Nathan is writing about, I find fascinating. And he's talking about even the hypnotic effect that technology can have on people, and particularly if they're a little bit lovers of self and they get addicted, let's say, to social media. So how does this play into the theme of your book?
Well, I think that it's mesmerizing the entire generation, particularly the younger generation. I'll give you an example, Jan. I was in Tulsa some time ago, and I was in a restaurant. Of course, I'm blind, as you know.
Yes.
Of course, I'm sitting there with some friends and this girl next to me. We heard some shuffling in this restaurant, very quiet, but there were chairs scooting out from the tables, and then she whispered to me, "You know what that is?" Of course, you know, I couldn't see. I said, "I haven't a clue." And she said, "Those are all teenagers just coming in from a prom.
Okay.
Every one of them have their noses in a device." And that's what Nathan's talking about. I mean, that's one thing. And it's a perfect vehicle for Antichrist to use to more or less get kids' minds off of God, things of God, and get it into these devices.
Right. So Nathan's got an entire chapter on how technology plays into this whole end-time spirit of Antichrist. Obviously, Terry, you and I know technology is used for incredible good at the same time. With one click of the mouse, we get the entire Bible on a PDF to the heart of Africa, literally in 2 seconds. It's got a wonderful side as well.
Sure does. It helps me in my work, because I have the entire Bible, of course, on my computer and my JAWS program. It reads these scriptures to me, and I can just move right along as if I could see them. It's great stuff.
What I'd like to do, in that we're talking about the end-time war against the spirit of Antichrist, I just want to play a short clip here by Dr. Mark Hitchcock. And the reason I'm playing it is that he's giving us some perception about the characteristics of the Antichrist. For us to understand the spirit of Antichrist, we really need to understand what he's going to be like, where he's going to come from, what will be the goals of the Antichrist. Let's just play this little clip.
We left last time talking about the Antichrist. What's the Bible tell us the Antichrist is going to be like, or what are the characteristics? You mentioned last segment that he's described as the little horn. Mm-hmm. So someone right now that's not very well known, if indeed this is the era in which the Antichrist is about to rise. But what are some other clearer definitions of the Antichrist?
Well, the Antichrist, I think, is going to rise from this reunited Roman Empire. Again, we don't know what country for sure he's coming from, but we know he's going to come out of this reunited Roman Empire. I think he's going to be a Gentile. The early church believed he was going to be a Jew. Many of them did. He rises up in Revelation 13 out of the sea, which speaks of the Sea of Nations. The only type or foreshadow of the Antichrist in the Bible was a man named Antiochus Epiphanes back in the book of Daniel, and he was a Gentile. And also, the Antichrist is going to lead the final form of Gentile world power, and he's going to be a great persecutor of the Jewish people, which seems odd to me if he's a Jew for him to be persecuting the Jews.
Great point.
So I think he's going to be a Gentile. He's going to be someone, though, who's going to come on the scene as a great peacemaker. And you think about, what does the world want today more than anything else? Someone who can bring peace to the world, peace and prosperity. That's going to be his platform and his promise. And he's going to do that for some period of time, but at some point in time, the iron fist inside the velvet glove is going to be unveiled, and he will be the most iron-fisted, egomaniacal leader the world has ever seen.
And Mark, you can see the way the world is today with instantaneous communication, how very quickly news can spread and power can be established and influence can be made just because of media platforms.
That's right. The globalism we see today is setting the stage for him to come on the scene, and the technology that's available today, because the technology available today allows someone to keep track of where people are and to know what people are doing. All these things we see coming together really fit what the Bible says about a coming world ruler who's going to come on the scene.
Terry James, you want to comment on that little clip?
Well, I do, and I think we see some, I guess, archetypes on the scene. You wrote in your chapter, Jen, about a man in France called Emmanuel Macron.
Yes.
I get a lot of questions, I'm sure you do, about this. Is he the guy or not in a coming Antichrist? And we don't know. But certainly a young man has an influence like he does. That's got to mean a lot. And then you talked about, of course, Pope Francis, who has just turned out to be apostate, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can see some developments in that sense. There's going to come a man out of Europe, just like Mark says. We know that from Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, 27, that he will sign a covenant of peace with the many in Israel. He will come out of the area of Rome, meaning somewhere in Europe, we believe.
I am so impressed with the writers in the book, Terry. Lawless End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. I can't get into every author. You've got 17. Wilfred Hahn, Damon Duck, I'm going to quote him in a few minutes, Larry Sperjamino, Nathan Jones, as I said, Todd Strandberg, Jonathan Brentner, Pete Garcia. You referenced the Pope, and Mike Gendron actually goes into the Pope issues very effectively here. Tom Hughes, Dave Reagan, I can't name them all, but 17 authors, 17 chapters. It is over 400 pages. Find it in my online store, olivetreeviews.org, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org, or call my office and get on our newsletter lists, print and e. We will get a book out to you as quickly as possible. Terry, I'm jumping to the chapter here by Tom Hughes, titled Evangelicals Embrace Inclusiveness. Let me read two paragraphs as to what Pastor Tom Hughes has to say in this chapter. He says, "A look at today's church seems to be a carefully staged reflection of the world system so often warned against in Scripture. 1 John 2:15 says, 'Do not love the world or the things in the world.' But when the worldling stares at a typical evangelical church, she sees the world and she sees herself. This happened by design. It was supposed to make her feel more comfortable and more welcome, but it doesn't have that effect. The church, the holy institution set aside by God as sacred in the midst of a wicked fallen world, has been camouflaged. Now it looks like every other human institution. It has the same outlook, the same goals, and accepts the same doctrines." One more short paragraph by Tom Hughes. "It's another club, another social network, an NGO or non-governmental organization, a place to party, a league of voters. It's a place for personal virtue signaling, a place to fight for social justice, and where you can get help with issues of self-esteem. The seeker may like parties, social justice, self-esteem, and politics. But she can get those things anywhere and without the creepiness factor of a church." Well, Tom Hughes talking in this chapter about how evangelicals are embracing inclusiveness. And I think the point here is, Terry, that you have included a chapter or two on spiritual lawlessness. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, it's really the same thing as in the globalism thing. It's Psalm chapter 2, as you point out in your chapter, Psalm chapter 2. They want to break the bands asunder. I mean, this is in this new church, the neo-church.
Mm-hmm.
They want to break the bands off of them, God's, and they want to do things, like you said, in a social way, in a cultural way. They want to remake the world in their own image because of Satan's directive. Just like the globalist minions in high places, both demonic and human, want to remake the world in Satan's image. Well, the church, this so-called pseudo-church, wants to do the same thing, except put a false face on it. And like you said in your chapter, which I got a kick out of, like you're talking about the global, it's the same thing with this phony church. You can't put lipstick on that pig.
I appreciated Tom's writing about that in that one chapter, Evangelicals Embrace Inclusiveness. And you're right. I write in the book about globalism, as does Damon Duck. Let me just read a paragraph or two by Damon. This actually is from an article he has written, but it complements his chapter so brilliantly. Damon's an outstanding writer, by the way. I'm going to have to get him on air to talk about these issues as well. But he says, "This is a spiritual war. The shadow government is on Satan's side. The future of the U.S. is at stake. This war is not over, and more evidence of fraud is being gathered by the day." We're talking election issues here. But there is a big question about what the U.S. Supreme Court and the states will do when they cast their electoral vote on December 14th. He goes on to say the Bible tells us how this spiritual war will wind up, but it does not tell us how many hoops we will have to jump through to get there or how long it will take. Damon goes on to say, nevertheless, I believe this is strong evidence that we are on a fast track toward a world government and things are moving faster by the day, just like birth pangs. November 16th, 2020, it was reported that Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau addressed the UN by video conference in September, and he called the coronavirus an opportunity to establish the UN Agenda 2030, world government in place up and running by 2030. By the way, they're trying to get that moved up another 10 years for the immediate future. Damon goes on, Trudeau supported the Global Reset meeting that is scheduled for May 18, 2021, and called for action by the IMF, the World Bank, and the leaders of the G7 and G20 nations at their fall 2021 meetings. And lastly, Trudeau believes the coronavirus was needed to give world government a nudge forward, and many world leaders believe Joseph Biden is more likely to help advance it than Donald Trump. Terry James, that is an understatement.
Yes, it is. And if anybody has their spiritual finger on the pulse of what's going on, it's Damon Duck. The book would be worth it just getting your and his chapters on all of these things we see developing. You both covered so well and from a strictly God-given perspective from God's Word. Yes, things are moving forward at a very fast pace, and I think that we're going to see some real developments. No matter what the outcome of any election is, we're going to see some really quick movement toward the tribulation era, and of course that means that Christ is coming first. No need for a Christian who's born again to worry because we're safely in Jesus' hands.
Let me quote you. Despite the dark winter predicted by Mr. Biden, we can see yet another silver lining. Evidence of lawlessness mounting and abounding is sure proof that Jesus is about to step out on the clouds of glory and shout, "Come up here." And then you say, and when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28. Let's just spend a minute or two on that, Terry, because in the book, talking about the lawlessness of our day, and believe me, I've seen it up close and personal, I've said on this program many times, we have 5 miles of Minneapolis, not five blocks, that's 5 miles of Minneapolis burned to the ground, because of lawlessness. And I do. I talk about that in the chapter that I write, chapter one here for this book. But that's not what's important. What's important is that nuts to this dark winter, Jesus is calling his church home any minute.
It's a glorious horizon. Titus 2:13, we're looking for the blessed hope, fearing the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told right after that, don't worry. We're not told to worry and look for tribulation or any of these things that some of these people are claiming that we're going to go through the tribulation. Jesus says it through Paul in Titus 2:13 that we're not to be concerned about that. It actually says that we are to be comforted with these words.
That's right.
That we've got a comfort there. And that's a tenet of the book. The bottom line is, even though we go through a lot of the dark things that are happening, going to happen prophetically, our bottom line tenet is that Jesus is on his way.
You're driving home the point that we are in a lawless generation, Terry. The lawlessness today compared to what it's going to be in the tribulation, there's no comparison. And I think we should clarify that when the Bible talks about even the verses we've quoted about the coming lawlessness, it's really a tribulation reference. It's just that the tribulation is casting its shadow on the church age. But can you imagine the lawlessness of that 7-year time period with the restrainer gone, the church gone?
We look at what happened during the Holocaust and all of that, and we thought that was probably one of the worst periods in history, and it was. We look at all the things going on now that's got us so troubled. But Jesus said in all the discourse that these things are nothing compared to what's coming. It's going to be the worst time in human history ever will be again. Wow, if the Lord himself said that, knowing the end from the beginning, wow, what kind of time is that tribulation era going to be? Well, I'm thankful that you and I, Jan, and I hope millions out there won't have to face that time because they know the Lord Jesus.
You and I, we've watched with intrigue here the tide of our times in the last 4 years under President Trump. Sadly, we've watched the political divide as well. And now we have, as I speak here, Terry James, we've got leftists starting with Joe Biden appealing for unity. That's almost laughable as they've done everything in their ability to create disunity. They haven't wanted unity for 4 years, but now they're on the front of magazine covers appealing for unity, and those on the right have been pleading for a return to days that are far less lawless, but we don't get that privilege because of some of the antics of the left. And I'm so concerned, Terry, that this is going to go off the chart if we see things going in the direction they appear to be going with a new administration. I'm afraid we haven't seen anything by way of lawlessness compared to what might be coming.
It will be lawlessness, what they would call a legal lawlessness, because they don't hold people to account as it is. They go for their supporters. They will do whatever they can. The main thing is Satan's mouthpiece is at the heart of all this. Hitler had Goebbels. Well, these leftists have the entire mainstream media of the world. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and broadcast is over the air. He's going to really stir up more and more of this until people succumb and will bow to the will of the globalist order, which is what he's trying to establish.
Exactly. I don't think we can stress that enough. Talking to Terry James for this segment, and we'll continue to do that in part two of our programming as well. You can reach Terry. He's co-editor of the popular website Rapture Ready. You can write him through the website raptureready.com. RaptureReady.com. We post articles to olivetreeviews.org every day, and I'm always going over to RaptureReady.com and picking articles that can be posted that talk about the tide of our times from a prophetic perspective, and that's what Terry James and I have looked at for a lot of years now. And as our friend J.D. Farag says, things are going to rev up like a tachometer as we get nearer and nearer to the Lord's return. Things will speed up faster and faster. And indeed, the lawlessness is on hyperdrive. And the book is Lawless End Times, War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. Terry, nationalism had to go. As you and I are speaking, I don't think we know exactly where our 2020 election is headed just because of so many appeals to some courts and to some other bodies that are trying to speak into the issue of this voter fraud. Let's set that aside for now because it's too uncertain. But to the globalists, this nationalism is the thing they absolutely had to get rid of. Boundaries must be erased. Sovereignty must be eliminated so that global government by the elites can rule. And I do see that forming a lot faster under a Biden administration than under a Trump administration.
He's already said not too long ago that the first thing he's going to do is open the borders again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. They want open borders. They want to tear down all national boundaries. I think your chapter is called A War Against Sovereignty. But get rid of sovereignty. Get rid of personal liberty, personal freedom. People want to say that it's more like communism, but it's a unique form of something we don't know anything about. It's a hybrid. We have no idea of the hybrid fashion. It's more than communism. More than social democracy, as they want to call it. No, it's something wicked. Comes from Ephesians 6:12. As we know, we fight the battle against spiritual wickedness in high places and high principalities and powers, and that's where we are. And we really, even as Christians, you and I who really look at these things, really have no idea the depth of that deep state kind of thing.
Right, but we're beginning to see a cry for a global savior, seeing this intensify. Now, you reference Emmanuel Macron. I actually refer to him very frequently. He was seen by the Europeans as a potential savior. I think he blew it big time by dropping the ball in France, and he's done no favors to his own country in France. I don't think he's an Antichrist candidate at all, but I think he's a type of the Antichrist in that I think Europeans and the French saw him as a, this would have been in 2017, this is some time ago now, saw him as a savior back then, because that's the mood around the world that's growing more so every day. We need a Mr. Fix-It, someone who can fix the mess.
I don't think he is the man either.
No.
It could be. Satan took Jesus up on the mount and offering the whole world, and he had a right to do that, apparently. This guy, whether it's Macron or whoever, he's going to do that, and he's going to accept that offer. Who knows? It could be Macron. It could be somebody else, even though he's dropped the ball a couple of times.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem likely. We'll see.
If there's one sentiment, if there's one point that you're trying to make with the book Lawless End Times, War Against the Spirit of Antichrist, what would that be?
Lawlessness shows through all of these wonderful 17 writers what's coming. You do not want to be here during the tribulation era toward which we are moving. I want everybody to accept the Lord Jesus Christ who comes to this and give the book or pass it around and let other people read it. Show them where we're going. The bottom line is we need to see that Jesus is the only answer to all these problems we see and all these worries we have. I believe that these writers, through spiritual insight, have laid it out there in these chapters. And I believe, just not like the Bible in the sense of being inspired by God himself, the Holy Spirit himself, I believe that these writers have been given great spiritual insight. Each person that reads is going to get something different out of it, but I think it's all going to lead toward Christ.
Well, it's also going to remind us of the lateness of the hour, and that's what you and I have been doing for quite a few years now, Terry. How long has the Rapture Ready website been in existence?
Todd started that in 1987.
87. Yeah, and it's going strong, and you've got high traffic going there at raptureready.com, and that's how you can reach Terry James. Here's where I'd like to go. We've got part two of my programming, and in the closing few minutes of part two, I'm going to review my chapter in the book. That's the chapter on the rush to global government, which has got a big PS to it with Damon Duck writing his chapter also on global government. So I think that's kind of one of the big pushes of the book, is to understand that without a one-world system, a lot of what we're talking about could never happen. It's the one-world system. It's the World Economic Forum Great Reset. That's end of May 2021. That's going to set the stage, I believe, literally for the, let's just say, the entrance of the Antichrist. And we're going to be talking about that a lot in the early parts of 2021, this Great Reset. Terry, you write about that too, and if time allows here, I want to ask you a question or two about that. When I get back, where I'd like to go with some of the moments we have left together would be, because you've got Wilfred Hahn here contributing some great insight on the economy, which I tell you, we've got businesses shutting down, closing down forever, at the same time stock market setting all kinds of record highs. It makes no sense whatsoever. You write about the coming national debt crisis. And I want to talk about that. Don't go away. I'm going to wrap it up with Terry James in just a couple of minutes.
We love friendly feedback. Write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In an age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio. More in a moment. We are carrying a new book in the Terry James Trilogy. It is titled Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. It features 17 authors, including Jan Markell. Lawlessness has raised its satanically inspired head for all to see. Today, chaos and turmoil inflame the world. Geopolitical and societal upheaval rips at the heart of America and the world. Much of humanity is in a state of growing rage. This is stage setting for the rise of Antichrist by powers and principalities, both human and demonic. We encourage you to tap into this new product found in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. It will also be featured in our print and e-newsletters. Sign up online so you can better understand our times and contend for the faith.
The truth is, the globalist agenda and the major players are literally sitting around tables in smoke-filled rooms, plotting and scheming. And there is no way you can put lipstick on this pig, folks. No way. It is ugly. And the players are dangerous. And the fate of the world is at stake. Because at its heart, it is godless and it is elevating mankind.
You can watch our programming in its video form on our website, olivetreeviews.org, under radio. You can also watch it on our YouTube channel and on his channel, Christian Television. To stay up to date on the news of the day, visit our daily headline section at our website, olivetreeviews.org. Now here are Jan Markell and Terry James to wrap up today's programming.
It's time to stop deceiving ourselves. We are living in a time of lawlessness and chaos. We want to believe in the goodness of each other, but none of the social restraints are ever imposed, and therefore they are simply ignored.
I don't think I've ever quoted Judge Jeanine on this program before, but she said it effectively and she said it with passion. A lot of us are fed up with the lawlessness of our day, particularly if you happen to live in a lawless zone. Just a quick announcement here that we are just slowly transitioning our social media, some of it anyway, to Parler. So you can just go to Parler and look up Olive Tree Ministries, Jan Markell. No, we're still on Facebook. We're still on Twitter. Probably not going to leave there in the immediate future, but they're not our friends, folks. We're also tapping in, and very effectively, might I say, to YouTube. So the program is posted in its more visual form Friday of every week. So if you're a visual person, check us out on YouTube on hischannel.com, Christian Television. I'm kind of wrapping up here with Terry James. Terry is co-editor of the Rapture Ready website, raptureready.com. He's a prolific author. Terry, how many books now?
I just finished with a novel, Dan, 37.
37 books.
Yeah, I started in 1992 when I lost my eyesight. I started writing because I could no longer do public relations advertising, and so the Lord led me to writing Christian books, mostly on prophecy, which I'm thankful for.
Yes, and we've carried a number of them.
You sure have, and I'm thankful to you, too.
He's got a couple of new books. You've got another one. Terry, I'm going to have you hold off on that one only because I don't want folks to get confused. I just want to focus on Lawless, the End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist, with 17 authors. Yours truly is one of them. And I gave a rundown of some of the authors, hard to name them all, but they're all outstanding because you've got Wilfred Hahn writing in your book. You've got Todd Strandberg. Both of them understand the financial issues of our day. And I said in segment number one, the economy today is, to me, it's the most puzzling thing going on. We've got entire segments of our industry being wiped out, restaurant, cruise industry and more being wiped out, and yet we've got the stock market going off the charts, hit 30,000 recently. You write about there's a building national debt crisis because up ahead, not very far away, we're going to be $200 trillion in debt. And if we're going to throw in the Green New Deal with Joseph Biden and AOC, the $200 trillion will probably soar to $400 trillion or more. Of course, that's staggering. And of course, nobody is going to be able to take care of that debt, except we know who, Mr. Antichrist.
That's right. It's a debt that is never going to be repaid. And Christians even wonder, why in the world would the Lord allow something like COVID? Well, first of all, he's warned us about it in Luke chapter 21 and a part of the Olivet Discourse there. He says that pestilence, mentions the word pestilence, along with these other things going to happen. Donald Trump, despite the fact that it was somewhat overblown, even though he did create a great economy, still the debt was building, a debt that's unrepayable. So we wonder why the COVID came along and destroyed all of that, and God put his man, and I'm sure Donald Trump is his man. He's not a godly man, I always say, but he's God's man, and he put him in there. Why? And now they're talking about a great reset. They destroyed the economy. This COVID thing was a Satan plan. It was a blueprint by Satan carried out by his minions, both demonic and human, in the battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That's what this is all about. You have to have a destroyed economy and a bunch of confusion and worry, and people want, along with peace and safety, they want prosperity. That's what the Great Reset is going to be all about, is I think is what the globalists are going to tell us, and Mr. Biden and all the rest of them. This Great Reset's going to bring the economy back. Ultimately, it's not going to. For the short term, God says the Antichrist will cause craft, meaning industry, to flourish, cause it to prosper, at least appear to prosper. But he's going to have the answer to all these financial woes that people are going to be so worried about once the rapture occurs and the whole thing collapses, which is what's going to happen. Exactly. That is Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 18. Marks and numbering system, where everybody's forced to have a mark and a number. And we're even being prepared for that through all this talk of inoculations over what I think is a greatly overblown virus. The globalists are using this to their advantage. And the Great Reset, the Antichrist is going to do that one, but praise the Lord, the greatest of all resets is going to be when Jesus comes back and resets his whole planet.
Yes, that is really the Great Reset. But the World Economic Forum does have their reset. They're going to be meeting end of May 2021. I fully believe the Antichrist could come out on center stage at such a gathering, if not 2021, maybe, who knows, in the near future anyway. And even the World Economic Forum wants to rush to a cashless society. That's the goal of the Great Reset. In your book, Wilfred Hans writes about the end-time money snare. He says, the end-time money snare is rushing forward. All of these things, it's as though a script has been prepared and everybody is right on cue, Terry.
That's right, and the Lord has told us all about it. He's given us enough to know what to watch for, and that's mm-hmm. the reason we write these books.
Yes.
To clue people in. The reason you do your operation and we do ours.
Mm-hmm.
God has chosen us in a simple way to help people understand end-time things, and I'm so grateful to him for that. I think this book is one more item along the line. I think mm-hmm. they're such great writers, as you pointed out. I think this is just a tremendous book to give the best overview possible for this lawlessness and what's coming. And, of course, the bottom line is Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. That is the bottom line. Why don't we wrap up our discussion, Terry? If there's something you would like to summarize, it's all yours. Take a minute or two, please.
The main thing is, of course, like I said, is make sure that each Christian, I know you're worried, I'm worried, I've always been worried too about things going on, who's going to win the election, who's going to do this or that, but no matter what, God has things under full control at all time. Things are in his hand.
Amen.
Nothing's going to happen, or has happened, or going to happen, that he is not perfectly aware of. He knew it in eternity past, he knew what's mm-hmm. happening right now. And this book, most of these authors point out these kind of things, and it's always with a great deal of looking forward to things coming out in the end to be the way they should be, proper. Not a dark winter like Mr. Biden says, but it's going to be a glorious horizon, glorious future, and that's what Christ promises. That's what we try to do with this book, and it will take you through the bad times, but it will end up at the good times.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for people like my dear friend Jan Markell, who has done such a great chapter, and some of these others, and Damon is one that has written the same thing as yours. And I hope you can get together sometime, because I tell you, you two would do great things in explaining the global situation.
Well, we've got Larry Spergimino, we've got Nathan Jones, Todd Strandberg, Jonathan Brentner, Pete Garcia, Mike Gendron, Jim Fletcher, Dave Reagan, Don McGee. If I've left off a couple, Ryan Peterson, Tom Hoffman, Randy Nettles, 17 authors, not the least of which is, of course, Terry James. Find the book in my bookstore. That would be olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Give my office a call. Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. I think you'll be blessed. I do. As Terry says, there's darkness in it, but the darkness is leading to the dawn. And the dawn is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he says when these things begin to happen, the end is a lot sooner than you would think. Look up and know that your redemption draws near. Terry James, thank you for all that you do, and we'll stay in touch.
Well, thank you, Jan, very much. I so appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, bye now. So I wanted to spend just a few minutes here on the chapter that I wrote for Terry James' book. It had a bit of a prophetic ring to it, because when Terry reached out to me about his book idea, and this is many, many months ago, I don't think either he or I knew how the battle would intensify in 2020. We had no idea how seriously the Antichrist agenda would kick into high gear at this time in history. Sure, we've all known that we're in the final countdown. And particularly Terry and myself and many others who teach about these issues. But who would have thought that the spirit of Antichrist would be in our faces so boldly, at least for the last 8, 9, 10 months? I mean, do these people have no shame? Don't they want a more subtle agenda? Apparently they don't. I'm reflecting back to January of 2020. I spoke at a prophecy conference in California, and I listed 10 end-time signals to watch in the coming year, meaning 2020. And my number one sign in my list was the growing Antichrist spirit around the world. Everywhere I looked last January, people were demonstrating, they were rioting, they were protesting in at least 20 foreign capitals, not to mention many capitals in the United States. Well, then came May of 2020, and everywhere racial issues erupted. And here I was, here at Ground Zero, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and this is where police officers had an altercation with George Floyd in front of a camera in a scene that went around the world 10 million times. Well, that's a guesstimate, but I think it's pretty close. and an angry spirit of Antichrist was unleashed globally in protest. Let me just play a quick clip here, Pastor Tom Hughes, and he's commenting on some of these supposedly peaceful protests.
Now we have these riots that are breaking out under the guise of peaceful protests. But we now know that is not what is happening. Buildings are being burnt. People have been losing their lives. We aren't hearing about any of that stuff, but that's the reality of it. And then there is this. A manufacturing company in Minneapolis since 1987 is leaving the city after violent protests. Well, what do cities expect? Listen, folks, this is what's going to happen. Los Angeles, New York, Minneapolis, Seattle, the cities that are experiencing this, who's going to want to do business in those cities when they're threatened with they're going to lose everything when the next riot comes about? Their building's going to be burnt down and they're being run out of their homes. Talking about eliminating police forces. Not just Minneapolis, but now New York City, now LAPD eliminating the police force. What on earth do you think is going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Exactly what Jesus said. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
If you just joined me, I am trying to summarize my chapter in Terry James' new book, Lawless, End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. Remember, the book has 17 contributors. Terry James is the general editor, and all of the contributors are commenting on the tide of our times. Let me go on summarizing my chapter on the rush to globalism found in Terry's book, Lawless. Why is the Antichrist spirit so strong right now? I believe a global cabal has tried for 5,000 years to install an empire, his empire. And they began at Babylon, and they'll culminate their efforts during the tribulation. The millennia between have been intense with scheming, with plotting, with planning, and more for this one world agenda. Let me reflect back to 2016. I was glued to that election, even though we've just been through the 2020 election, but I was glued to the 2016 because that was do or die for the one worlders. Hillary Clinton was the arch-globalist, just the very title. The Clinton Global Initiative says it all, because the Clintons and their minions do have a global initiative. Donald Trump came along 2015, 2016, and announced that he was going to be an America First candidate and president. And he was interested, as he said, "I'm looking out for Pittsburgh, not Paris." He was not going to jump on the one world bandwagon under any circumstances, nor did he in his 4 years. And for some reason, God stopped the one world agenda in its track for a season. So maybe it was rushing forward too fast and furious. He allowed a real estate guy from Queens, New York, to ascend to the presidency in 2016 and to temporarily slow down that rush to one-worldism. It wasn't going to happen under a Trump watch, and he so stated. So we had a mini-war, it seemed. But that made the campaign of 2016 all the more interesting. However, I doubt that most who watched it had the insight that this was a battle of the ages as it concerned those who wanted to further globalism. But as far as I was concerned, things were hidden in plain view. The New World Order and Bible prophecy was about to go into high gear. What organizations and efforts are leading us down the path, sort of the one world primrose path, if you will? Let me just name 10 or 11 outfits that are leading us down this primrose path. The deep state, of course. Number 2, some secret societies. Number 3, obviously the United Nations and its many, many offshoots. Number 4, the entire open borders crowd. Number 5, international bankers. Number 6, the media. Number 7, any Marxist or socialist group. Number 8, some Christian front groups, and I've talked about them on Understanding the Times Radio forever. Number 9, dozens of George Soros-funded organizations. Number 10, environmental outfits. Number 11, some international health organizations pushing such things as universal vaccines. Imagine the horror when these groups heard Donald Trump say that he would no longer surrender to the globalists. This is just one reason they have thrown a fit here for 4 years and why they will continue until he is driven from office and, frankly, into exile. So if, in fact, we are now going to have a Biden-Harris administration, understand that the global agenda is back center stage. Let me play a clip here of Mr. Biden, so stating his affection for this agenda.
It's a familiar story. In the post-war era, post-World War II era, we faced a slightly different set of challenges. As the global economy reemerged from the destructions of war, we knew that institutions and rules were needed to navigate through this new world order. Because our parents and grandparents were wise and because they were committed, we did what we've always done best. We exercised our global leadership. We were the driving force behind the creation of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, as well as the GATT, as well as the World Trade Organization, the architecture for the global economic system. Our companies and our financial institutions from that period through the mid-80s and 90s were also instrumental in establishing the standards for corporate responsibility and transparency and governance. All's changed. Changed utterly. A terrible beauty has been born. All's changed. In the last decade, all's changed in terms of the globalization of the world economy, in terms of the rules of the road, or lack of the rules of the road, in terms of watching emerging nations trying to figure out where they fit and how we fit relative to them and so on. These institutions, that the affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again. And the institutions and rules that worked so well in the post-World War II era for decades, they need to be strengthened, and some have to be changed. So we have to do what we do best. We have to lead.
Notice what he said. A terrible beauty has been born. Terrible beauty was born in Babylon, and that was the push, the lust for a one-world system. Again, I'm simply reviewing my chapter in the Terry James new book that we're carrying in our online store, Lawless: End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. Find it at olivetreeviews.org. Go to my store, give my office a call. Find it in our various newsletters. The chapter that I have written is titled Globalists Declare War on Sovereignty. So let me just add quickly here that globalism is often painted as harmless multiculturalism. And we're told that we must learn of the cultures and customs of other nations and societies. We're told that it will make the world better and safer. Be careful when you hear such conversation, because there is no good, righteous, or positive angle to this globalist agenda. Remember, it was tried in Babylon, and remember what happened in Babylon. The truth is, the globalist agenda and the major players are literally sitting around tables in smoke-filled rooms, plotting and scheming. And there is no way you can put lipstick on this pig, folks. No way. It is ugly. And the players are dangerous. And the fate of the world is at stake. Because at its heart, it is godless and it is elevating mankind. Nimrod was the first globalist. He had an evil agenda and God vetoed it in a blunt way. Just read the Bible. Nimrod was a type of the final Antichrist. But Nimrod inspired many more who would try, and they all would end in some kind of a pathetic demise, to be blunt, but they would inflict huge damage along the way. Let me just list a few, because a thorough history would take hours, but one world concepts were embraced: Knights Templar, Masons, Rosicrucians. Of course, there was the Illuminati, and they still exist. The early banking empire of the Rothschilds played a huge role. Believe it or not, all these outfits wanted to take over the world. But did they know that they wanted to take over the world for the Antichrist? I don't know. Advancing to more modern era, the Rockefeller Empire, maybe the biggest player in the plot. Again, only insiders knew the heart of John D. Rockefeller, whose empire blossomed in the late 1800s. His most prominent son, David, passed away in 2017 at the age of 102. And David boasted about the family's evil intent. I'm quoting him here. He's proud of this statement. He says, "Some believe we, the Rockefellers, belong to a secret cabal, working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family as internationalists, and conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. And if that is the charge, well, I stand guilty. And I am proud of it." So the push for global government raced ahead in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And from the United Nations to the Club Bilderberg to the Club of Rome to the Trilateral Commission, one world was in the mind of the diplomats, the kings, the rulers, the potentates, and the politicians. Other names that you would be familiar with include Henry Kissinger, George Soros, and so many more. How about George H.W. Bush? Wasn't he a solid America First Republican, this World War II veteran? Did he really mean a one-world government when he referred to the New World Order? Back in 1991, I believe he absolutely did. Every cause needs a crisis, and for years the globalists used, well, the sky is falling, climate change, global warming, and if we don't unite as one, we will all fry. Enough people were scared that millions bought the lie the globalists were pushing concerning this changing environment and that it was all man-made. But world government would fix it. Well, we were told this, it sounded reasonable, most of the world bought the lie. So, as part of this, in recent years, the leftists introduced the Green New Deal, just an extension of the environmental agenda, and make no mistake, folks, it will be front and center of a Biden-Harris administration. It may be their most prominent policy that they're going to focus on in the coming years, if in fact this Biden-Harris administration comes into reality. So in January of 2020, the crisis actually changed. It moved away from environmental issues to, well, what came along conveniently? COVID-19. And just like climate change, this COVID virus affected every capital of the world, every small town, every province. No location was spared. Was this crisis invented by the globalists? Perhaps. We may never know. But what we do know is that they took advantage of it. If a bunch of diplomats could promise us that we would not get sick, maybe we should just accept their offer. What was their offer? Global government. However, it included, again, this one world system that never works, but it would oversee a global medical system along with vaccinations. Prominent globalists such as Bill Gates made headlines, and he is determined to vaccinate the world. It would be convenient, in fact, to have a one-world system do that. Again, I am just reviewing my chapter in Terry James' book, Lawless End Times War Against the Spirit of Antichrist. Find that in our online store. So the COVID pandemic 19 was blown up to be the crisis of all crises, a true scenario that could bring about the end of civilization as we know it. Yet only about 7 or 8 out of 100,000 people affected were going to actually perish from COVID-19. But who didn't want to spare their parents or their grandparents from this dreaded disease? So people adapted the mentality of being willing to do anything to escape it. And they shuttered their businesses, they put their careers on hold, they ended educational pursuits, and they boarded up our beloved churches just so we could save the world from COVID-19. And many said that the only solution to stopping the damage, again, was world government. And we have talked about this on this program 2 dozen times. So let me wrap this up. One of the names of the Antichrist is the Lawless One, and the term was coined by Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, where he warns the church of the soon arrival of this man who would come on the scene and deceive the masses in the latter days. And so we have seen the lawless mobs for almost all of this year, 2020. But you know, the Antichrist won't have to rent a mob, because when he reigns, much of the world will be lawless, it'll be godless, it'll be tumultuous, it'll be confused. Quite frankly, Antifa will be the new normal. The burned and looted sections of my hometown of Minneapolis will be the gold standard around the world. So with the restrainer gone, there will be absolutely nothing to hold back the evil, the selfishness, and the out-of-control behavior that will be characteristic of the tribulation from which the church is gone. The world will go crazy, and they will glory in utter chaos. What we have now is just a trial run that is a weak firecracker in comparison to what's going to happen in the tribulation. And the good news is that God will consume the Antichrist and his minions at the end of the tribulation with the brightness of his coming. But in the meantime, lawlessness will escalate and the globalists won't give up their dream of a united world. They will continue to push for no borders, unlimited immigration, even though that has nearly destroyed Europe. I promise that'll be front and center in a Biden-Harris administration. But here's the real reason their scheme won't work before the tribulation. It is being orchestrated by godless people with corrupt hearts who promise all sorts of things they cannot deliver. And you know what? God hates the idea. He has a one-world plan that will work. It's called the millennium. Psalm 2 actually says that God holds these people in derision. He laughs at their schemes. He allows them only 7 years, it's the tribulation, to practice global government. It will be a colossal flop. It will be such a disaster that the Bible says if Jesus Christ didn't return in his second coming, no flesh would be saved due to the destruction of this one world effort that's been in play since Nimrod. So hang on, for world government is coming. Jesus Christ will be in charge of it, ruling from Jerusalem. It will be perfect. Even members of the animal kingdom will be at peace with one another. But the time is not yet. The time is coming. It is the millennium, and he shall reign forever and ever. I want to thank you for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you next week.
You encourage us when you write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Remember that nothing catches God by surprise. He has engraved you on the palm of his hands, and everything is falling into place.